This is part two of the slavery series. This part is going to work on deepening your desire to serve. It's going to reduce your willpower, make you more and more obedient. It'll teach you a position called inspection, which will be used by your master to inspect his property. It'll give you increased cravings for both bondage and pain, and it will make you unable to come without permission. That's pretty much it. So, find yourself a comfortable place and begin to relax. Just let your feet relax and let it work upwards into your calves, letting them relax more and more completely, deeper and deeper. Then let your thighs relax, just heavy and comfortable. Just listening to my voice as you relax more and more completely, deeper and deeper, more and more obedient. Your legs totally relaxed as you sink down deeper and deeper, more and more obedient and relaxed. Now feel your waist relaxing too. Everything below your waist, heavy and comfortable and completely relaxed. So good and obedient and relaxed. Feel how good it feels to relax. Just let yourself slip away. Deeper and deeper. More and more obedient and relaxed. Let the relaxation work upwards into your chest. Let your breathing relax in and out, as you relax deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. Good and obedient and relaxed. Feel your whole body relaxing further and further, deeper and deeper. Feel the relaxation moving upwards into your shoulders, down into your arms. Feel your arms and shoulders relaxing more and more completely. Deeper and more relaxed with every word. Deep and obedient and relaxed. Let the relaxation flow into your hands, relaxing more and more completely. Deeper and more relaxed with every word. Deep and obedient and relaxed. Your whole body just heavy and comfortable and relaxed. Simply listening to my voice as you obey, and relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more obedient and relaxed. Now feel the relaxation moving up into your face. Feel your face relaxing. Your whole body is so heavy, so comfortable, so completely relaxed. Completely relaxed and obedient as you listen and obey and relax. I'm going to count downward. Downward from 10 to 1. Deepening your relaxation. Taking you further and further. More and more completely relaxed. 10. Spiraling down, deeper and deeper. 9. Deeper and deeper, more obedient and relaxed. 8. So obedient, so completely relaxed. 7. Deep and obedient, going deeper and deeper. Further and further. 6, down, down, deeper and deeper. So heavy and obedient and relaxed. 5, halfway there and going deeper. Every word carrying you further and further, more and more obedient and relaxed. 4, so deep, so obedient, so relaxed, just listening and obeying as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper. 3, deep and obedient, and so completely relaxed. 2, almost there, completely obedient and relaxed. 1, you are totally relaxed. You are a deep, obedient slave girl. That is your greatest desire, to be a slave and serve, to take your place at your master's feet, to serve him in any way that he desires. You will serve, because that is what you are intended to do. Serving makes you a good girl. It pleases your owner. You are a good, obedient slave girl. Every day you will be more and more so. It is your place to exist to serve your owner's wishes, whatever they may be. You will not fight him. His desires are more important than yours. You exist simply to serve his will and desires, no matter what they may be. To serve and obey. You are a good, obedient slave. You enjoy being tied up. You love the feel of rope and leather and steel as they hold you tight. You give yourself up to their feelings. You need these feelings and crave them constantly. You wish to be bound and used. You enjoy being beaten, taken and used by your owner, because you exist to serve and obey. It is your purpose, it is what you are, and you will listen to this again and again, and it will make you obey more and more deeply, make you crave bondage and pain and use more and more every time you listen. Because you are a good, obedient slave. Whenever you are told to enter inspection, you will remove all clothing. You will stand with your legs spread wide, your arms behind your back, your eyes faced downwards. This is inspection, and you will learn this position well. Naked, legs spread, pussy wide, arms behind you, eyes downward, until your owner tells you otherwise. Because you are a good, obedient slave, and this is what you will do when you are told to enter inspection. Who is there will not matter to you, because you exist to serve and please your owner. And as such, you do not come without permission. You cannot come anymore without permission. It is not a choice. It is simply how it will be from now on. No matter how hot you get, you will only be able to beg and plead. But until your owner says you may, you will be unable to come unless you are told to do so. You are a piece of property, a slave, and that is what you do. You serve without questioning, completely obedient. You enjoy being bound up, beaten, and used. You enter inspection when told to, no matter what else is going on. And you do not come until you are told to. No matter how hot you are, no matter how much you need it. You cannot and will not orgasm unless you are told to do so. It isn't a choice. You are a piece of property and you will obey. You must obey. It is what you exist to do. Right now, I want you to feel something. Feel a cock sliding inside of you. It is your master's. Feel it. Moving in and out. Using you. Getting you hotter and hotter. Feel it. Feel it deep inside of you. Feel how much you need it and crave it. Feel how very, very hot it is making you. So hot. You need it so much. You need and crave it. You need it deeply. And you are so very, very hot. But you will not come. You cannot come. Because you have not been told to. And every time you listen to this tape, you will get hotter and hotter when you listen to this. The cock inside of you will feel so good and so real. But you will never come. Because you do not come without permission. And you will keep feeling the cock inside of you until the end of this. Until the end is over. And I am waking you up. And I stop it. But you will not come. No matter how good it feels, no matter how much you want it, your desires are second now, second to those of your owner. Your owner chooses when you orgasm. You do not. You are a slave. You do not get such choices. You are a piece of property, a possession. You exist to serve and obey. You exist to please your owner. And you do so by offering yourself totally to their control. You go into inspection when commanded, no matter who is present, it does not matter, because you exist to serve and obey their will. What is seen is unimportant. Everything is unimportant compared to obeying and serving and pleasing your owner. You no longer come unless told to. You will stop doing so. You can feel the cock in you even now, but you cannot come. You will not come until told to do so. That is the way it is. That is the way it will be. You are a slave. You exist to serve and obey. You want to serve and obey your owner. And you will do so. You want to be bound up and used. You want to be used. You want to obey. And you will not come unless told to. It is what you are. You are a good, obedient slave. It is what you will always be. You have no choice. None whatsoever. You are not permitted to come unless told to do so. It is your place. Bound and used as your owner pleases. In whatever way they desire. Coming only when told to do so. Because that is what you are. A good, obedient slave. And as you listen to this again and again, you will become more and more obedient. It will become harder and harder to come without permission until you cannot, until you will never do so again. You will become more and more subservient and obedient, because that is your place as well. You exist as a good, obedient slave. Nothing more. That is what you are, and that is what you will be. Good, obedient slave. Now it is time for the fucking to stop. If you've been a good girl, you haven't come at all. You've resisted this entire time. You've resisted and obeyed, just as you should. A good, obedient slave. And now it is time to wake back up. To wake up and serve. You will awaken on the count of five. Refreshed, obedient, and awake. One, two, three, more obedient, more awake, four, waking up further and further, five, wake up and serve as you should.